Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Welcome to this Friday khutbah, and the topic is the birth of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah. All praise is due to Allah, the Lord of the worlds, who has blessed us with the birth of our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the seal of the prophets, the one who established the edifice of virtues in the world, perfected noble traits and praiseworthy manners. I bear witness that there is no God but Allah, alone, without partner. And I bear witness that our Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, is the messenger of Allah. May Allah's peace, blessings, and salutations be upon him, his family, his companions, and those who follow him. To proceed, I advise you, servants of Allah, and myself, to have taqwa of Allah. Allah the Exalted says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَآمِنُوا بِرَسُولِهِ يُؤْتِكُمْ كِفْلَيْنِ مِنْ رَحْمَتِهِ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ نُورًا تَمْشُونَ بِهِ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ O you who believe, be mindful of Allah and believe in His Messenger, and He will grant you a double portion of His mercy, and He will provide for you a light by which you will walk, and He will forgive you. And Allah, the All-Forgiving, Most Merciful. O believers, we congratulate you on the commemoration of the birth of the best of creation, our Master and Prophet Muhammad. May the finest prayers and peace be upon him. His coming is the ultimate grace and the supreme bounty with which Allah the Exalted has favored us. He, glorious and majestic, says, لَقَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِذْ بَعَثَ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِّنْ أَنفُسِهِمْ. Certainly did Allah confer great favor upon the believers when He sent among them a messenger from themselves. He is Muhammad, the messenger of Allah, Muhammadun Rasulullah, the noblest of his people in lineage and the highest among them in honor. His father was Abdullah, his grandfather Abdul Muttalib, and his mother Amina bint Wahb. His noble lineage traces back to Ismail, the son of Ibrahim, peace be upon them both. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was born on the morning of Monday in the month of Rabi' al-Awwal, in the year of the elephant, corresponding to the year 571 of the CE. That blessed day was so cherished that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would fast it every week, saying, ذاك يوم ولدت فيه. That is the day on which I was born. وأحسن منك لم تر قط عيني وأجمل منك لم تلد النساء خلقت مبرأ من كل عيب كأنك قد خلقت كما تشاء. حسان بن ثابت said in praise of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, Better than you, my eyes have never seen, more beautiful, no woman's child has been, created free of any fault or stain, as if you chose the form you would attain. May my life and family be dedicated to him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was the best of people in character, the highest in noble qualities, the kindest in companionship, and the gentlest in disposition, so much so that his creator, who loves lofty deeds, testified to him with the greatest testimony and most perfect praise, وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَى خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. And indeed you are of a great moral character. And when Our mother, Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her, was asked about his character. She asked the questioner, أَلَسْتَ تَقْرَأُ الْقُرْآنِ? Do you not recite the Quran? He replied, yes. She said, the character of the Prophet of Allah, peace be upon him, was the Quran. فَإِنَّ خُلُقَ نَبِيِّ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ كَانَ الْقُرْآنِ. Truly, he, peace be upon him, embodied the Quran. He faithfully acted on everything contained in the Noble Quran, its commands and prohibitions, its noble morals and elevated manners. And as he, peace be upon him, said, إنما بعثت لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق. I was sent only to perfect noble character. Whenever one speaks of mercy and the merciful, one finds him, peace and blessings be upon him, described as the most merciful of people toward people. أرحم الناس بالناس. His mercy overflows upon the near and the distant. Indeed, it embraces all beings and creatures. And how true is Allah the Almighty when He says, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. And we have not sent you except as a mercy to the worlds. And when you look at His conduct with His family, you would find him to be the noblest of husbands in his marital conduct. أكرم الأزواج عشرة. No wonder, for he, صلى الله عليه وسلم, said, خيركم خيركم لأهله وأنا خيركم لأهلي. The best of you are those who are best to their families, and I am the best of you to my family. You will also find him the tenderest of fathers in heart and the kindest in his treatment, so much so that Anas, may Allah be pleased with him, who remained close to him in his home for 10 years, said, مَا رَأَيْتُ أَحَدًا أَرْحَمَ بِالْعِيَالِ مِنْ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. I have not seen anyone more merciful to his household dependents than the Messenger of Allah. And as the poets wrote, فَإِذَا رَحِمْتَ فَأَنْتَ أُمٌّ أَوْ أَبٌ هَذَانِ فِي الدُّنْيَا هُمَا الرُّحَمَاءُ. If you show mercy, then you are either a mother or a father. These two in this world are the merciful. And when you contemplate generosity and its virtues, and you look into the lives of generous people, you will find the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was the most generous of all people, أجود الناس, as one of his companions stated. It was even said in describing his generosity that he gives like one who does not fear poverty. يعطي عطاء من لا يخشى الفقر. Another companion said, ما سئل عليه الصلاة والسلام شيئا قط فقال لسائله لا. He was never asked for anything and replied to the one who asked no. O believers, the beautiful life and noble qualities of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam fill the heart of everyone who comes to know him with love for him. No one ever saw him without loving him, and no one ever heard of him without becoming attached to him. When Ali bin Abi Talib, may Allah be pleased with him, was asked, how great was your love for the Messenger of Allah? He said, كان والله أحب إلينا من أموالنا وأولادنا وآبائنا وأمهاتنا ومن الماء البارد على الظمأ. By Allah, he was more beloved to us than our wealth, our children, our fathers, our mothers, and even more than cold water to the thirsty. And Amr ibn al-As, may Allah be pleased with him, said, expressing the intensity of his love for the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ما كان أحد أحب إلي من رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. There was no one more beloved to me than the Messenger of Allah. No more exalted in my eyes than him. I could not bear to gaze intently at him out of reverence. If I were asked to describe him, I would not be able to, because I was unable to hold my eyes upon him. Had I died in that state, I would hope to be among the people of paradise. O servants of Allah, indeed, love for the Prophet, peace be upon him, is a path to his companionship in the highest levels of paradise. A man came to the Prophet, peace be upon him, and asked, O Messenger of Allah, what is your view on a man who loves a people but has not been able to join them in their level of deeds? The Messenger of Allah replied, Al-mar'u ma'a man ahab, a person will be with whom he loves. And when one of his companions asked him, when is the hour? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَمَاذَا أَعْدَدْتَ لَهَا, and what have you prepared for it? The man replied, nothing except that I love Allah and His Messenger. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then said, أَنْتَ مَعَ مَنْ أَحْبَبْتَ, you will be with whom you have loved. So let our hearts be filled with love and reverence for this noble Prophet, whose birth was a light, whose divine mission was a light, whose message was a light, and whose character was a light. قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ نُورٌ وَكِتَابٌ مُبِينٌ. There has certainly come to you from Allah a light and a clear book. Anas, may Allah be pleased with him, say, on that day the Messenger of Allah entered Medina, everything in it was illuminated, and on that day he passed away, everything in it became dark. Allah the Exalted has said, Ya ayyuhan nabiyyu inna arsalnaka shahidan wa mubashiran wa nadhira wa da'iyan ila Allah bi'idhnihi wa sirajan munira وبشر المؤمنين بأن لهم من الله فضلا كبيرا. O Prophet, indeed we have sent you as a witness and a bringer of good tidings and a warner and as one who invites to Allah by his permission and as an illuminating lamp and give good tidings on to the believers that they will have from Allah a great bounty. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala al-Nabi, ya ayyuha al-lazina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Indeed, Allah and His angels bless the Prophet. So you who believe, bless him too and give him greetings of peace. O Allah, bestow your prayers, peace, and blessings upon our Master and our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and upon his family, his companions, and the followers. Prayers that are continuous and extend until the day of judgment, prayers through which we may attain his intercession and arrive at his noble fountain Al-Kawthar. O Allah, make us believers in you, worshippers of you, lovers of our Prophet, adorned with his noble values and dutiful to our parents, and have mercy on them as they raised us when we were young, O most merciful of the merciful. O Allah, protect the state of the UAE, take it under your care, and surround it with your providence. O Lord of the Worlds. O Allah, protect the President of the UAE, Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed, and perpetually clothe him with the garments of wisdom. Grant success to him, his deputies, his brothers, the rulers of the Emirates, and his trustworthy crown prince towards that which you love and you are pleased with. O Allah, have mercy on the Muslim men and Muslim women, the living among them and the dead. O servants of Allah, remember Allah the Great, and He will remember you, and thank Him for His blessings, and He will grant you more. I say these words of mine, and I ask Allah's forgiveness for myself and for you, so seek His forgiveness. This khutbah was brought to you by Idhaatul Quran, Abu Dhabi.